March 1st, 1936. Prodigies of the Incarnation of the Divine Word. How the heavens were stupefied and the angels remained mute. Prodigies when the divine will operates in the creature. The Divine Trinity, called into counsel. How God, in creating us, places a dose of His love in the creature. I am under the press of the privation of my sweet Jesus. I feel squeezed, undone, as if my life wanted to end. But the divine volition, triumphant over my little being, rises within my soul, and calls me to live my day in its will. It seems to me that while I feel myself dying without dying, the divine will forms its victory, and this is its triumph, and its life rises again over my dying human will, more beautiful, all full of majesty and of doubled love. Oh! Divine will, how much you love me. You make me feel death so as to centralize more your life in me. So, I continued my day within its divine acts, and as I arrived at the incarnation of the Word, such love could be felt as to feel oneself burning, being consumed, in its divine flames. And my highest good, Jesus, as though drowned within His flames of love, told me, my blessed daughter, my love in incarnating myself in the womb of my celestial mother was so great, that heaven and earth could not contain it. The act of incarnating myself took place in an act of love so intense, so strong, so great, as to be more than enough to burn up everyone and everything with love. You must know that before incarnating myself, my celestial father looked into himself, and in the ardor of his love, unable to contain it, he poured out of himself torrents and seas of love. In this ardor of love he looked at his son, and I was there in the same flames of love. And he commanded me to incarnate myself. I wanted it so, and in a surge of love, without leaving my father, nor the Holy Spirit, the great portent of the incarnation took place. I remained with my father, and at the same time I descended into the womb of my mother. The three divine persons were inseparable, nor subject to separating. Therefore I can say, I remained in heaven, and I descended upon earth. And the Father and the Holy Spirit descended with me upon earth and remained in heaven. Hence, in this act, so great, our divine being overflowed so much with love, that the heavens were stupefied and the angels remained astounded and mute, all enwrapped with our flames of love. The incarnation was none other than an act of our divine will. What can it not do, or is it not able to do? Everything. With its power and infinite love it reaches the point of operating the prodigy never heard or done before, of making us remain in heaven and descend into the prison of the maternal womb. So did our will want, and so it did. Now, my daughter, each time the soul wants to do my will, my celestial father looks inside of himself first. He calls the sacrosanct Trinity as though into counsel in order to fill that act of our will with all possible and imaginable goods. Then he unleashes it from himself, and has the creature invested with his operating, communicating, transforming will. And just as in the incarnation the three divine persons remained in heaven and descended into the womb of the Immaculate Virgin, in the same way, my will with its power transports with itself, within its operative act, the divine Trinity into the creature, while leaving it in heaven, and forms its divine act in the human will. Now, who can tell you the wonders that are enclosed in this act of our will? Our love rises and diffuses so much as to find no place where to put itself. And when it has filled everything, it withdraws into our source. Our sanctity feels honored with the divine act by our very will operating in the creature, and it spreads with surprising grace in order to communicate its sanctity to all creatures. These are unspeakable prodigies which it performs when the creature calls it to operate in her. Therefore, let everything disappear in my will, and we will give you everything in your power, and you will be able to give us everything, even ourselves. After this, I felt my little intelligence so filled with divine will, that I was unable to contain it, and I continued my round in its divine acts. And as I reached the act in which the Immaculate Queen was conceived, I comprehended how the Supreme Being, before calling her to life, poured so much love into her, that as soon as she felt the life, she felt the need to love her Creator. She felt inside of herself that love which she expressed outside. I remained surprised, and my beloved Jesus added, "My daughter, do not be marveled. It is our usual way, when we deliver each creature to daylight, in the act of creating her, to give her a dose of love, therefore giving her part of our divine substance. And according to our designs that we make upon her, so do we increase the dose of our love. So, each creature possesses within herself the particle of the substance of divine love. Otherwise, how could she love us if we ourselves did not put something of our own in order to make ourselves loved? It would be like asking for something she would not possess. We already know that the creature has nothing of her own, and this is why we must enclose in her, as though in a sacrarium, our love, our will, to ask her to love us and to do our will. And if we ask, it is because we know that she has our love and our will in her power, which we ourselves have placed in the depth of her soul. Now, if she loves us, this dose of our love rises, it increases, and she feels, more powerfully, the need to love us and to live of the will of her Creator. If she does not love us, it does not grow, and the human weaknesses, the passions, will form the ash over our love, in such a way that she reaches the point of feeling no need to love us at all. Ash has covered and suffocated our divine fire, and while the fire exists, she does not feel it. On the other hand, every time she loves us, she does nothing other than blow her breath in order to dispel the ash. And in this way she will feel the living fire that burns within her bosom, and will increase it so much as to be unable to live without loving us. Now, my daughter, the Immaculate Queen, from the very first instant of her conception, because she felt within herself the love for her Creator and our will operating more than her own life, she loved us so much that she did not lose an instant without loving us. And by loving us and loving us again, she increased so much this dose of love as to be able to love us for all and give love to all, and to love everyone always without ever ceasing. You must know that our love is so great, that by placing this dose of love within the creature, we place the seed of happiness within her, because true happiness must hold its royal place inside the soul. The happiness from outside, if it does not reside within, cannot be called true happiness. On the contrary, it embitters the poor creature and it is like a mighty wind that quickly disperses it, leaving only traces of it, converted into thorns that embitter her. Not so with the happiness from inside, placed by us. It is lasting and it always grows. And besides, to love is to become happy and to make us happy. One who does not love can never be happy. One who does not love has no purpose, nor any interest in doing any work, nor does he feel the heroism to do good to anyone. The sacrifice that confers the most beautiful tints to love does not exist for him. So, the Most Holy Virgin possessed the sea of happiness because she possessed as many lives of love for as many existing creatures. Not only this, but by never doing her will, but always mine, she formed as many lives of my divine will within her, in such a way that she can give a life of love and a life of divine will to each creature. And this is why, by right, she is Queen of Love, and Queen of the Supreme Will. Therefore, the Sovereign Queen loves and longs to deliver these lives in order to deposit them inside the creatures and form the Kingdom of Pure Love and the Kingdom of our Will. And in this way she will reach the highest point in loving her Creator, and the highest point in loving and doing good to creatures. Fiat.